News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee. Want to remind our listeners, as always, don't wait to the last minute. If you have questions or comments about Pottawatomie County business, we always welcome that. 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. Why don't we go ahead and lead off with health matters, because I know there's been a lot of things going on right now. We've been talking all morning about some of the ambulance and emergency services, possible consolidation. I know it came up at the joint meeting with Pottawatomie, Riley, and Manhattan governmental officials last week. Came up again during the intergovernmental meeting here in Manhattan of Manhattan area officials. Clancy Holman, representing Riley County, spoke a little bit. And it just sounds like there's a lot of things going on. And we want Pottawatomie County's perspective, Dee.
We need a chaplain on staff.
Okay. This issue came up rather suddenly. It was foretold about a year and a half ago when Via Christi took over and the Ascension Company sent us a note and said their people needed to be paid at the rate that the people in their main office out of St. Louis was being paid, and we had an opportunity to kind of back that down. It was a significant increase for some salaried people in the county to do it, and it was, of course, that makes everybody else in the county rise to frustration, including the commissioners. And so about 2 weeks ago, we got a note from the hospital. They called and asked for a conference. I did go in with Robert Reese, and we listened to them. They sent us a note that we would go from $50,000 to $238,000 a year to remain under their management. And they do supply some things, but at the same token, we are paying for what they provided. And it hasn't been resolved yet because we're looking at all the options, whether we should work together, whether we should isolate, whether we should privatize. Looking at a $200,000 increase or close to that, there's some things that we can do to create jobs here that may be better than continuing. And I don't. Most of Via Christi doesn't run ambulances, so it is a program aside of their experience. So it will continue to be in dialogue. It is one of those challenges that counties get a chance to take over, and then the cost comes to, eventually the increased cost comes to the taxpayers. And I guess it frustrates me a lot because we're in a time where property taxes are heavily impacted by everything everybody's handing out of Topeka. The other area that we're struggling with, and it's concomitant, if I can use that word, is the mental health process and taking care of all of the issues, because Osawatomie Hospital isn't available and Larned State is no longer available for transfer, and we end up putting our police in settings in hospitals to stay with somebody who's highly agitated or harmful to themselves and others to offset having no place to go. But that's overtime for those people, and it's a significant increase of cost. And so the city of Manhattan has been trying to, they've agreed to put some people in the jail here in Riley County, but we had a group called Step Up that's been working for the last year and a half on trying to have a place where people who have drug problems or alcohol problems do not necessarily get put in jail, which increases all their costs. They get a record, they get attorneys, they get judges, they have hearings, everything fouls up their operational chance to have money to take care of things, and we really don't treat them. We hang on to them, take them through, and then the treatment's gone. And so we've got the Christian Health Ministry over in Pottawatomie County that does a lot of counseling, and we have been working with them to try and figure out a resolve. And Manhattan kind of went ahead with what they're doing in the jail. That doesn't necessarily answer the whole region. Robin Cole with Pawnee Mental Health is helping to do that piece because they're able to take it through the law enforcement, increase that budget without the election. Counties don't have that privilege of, I'll take that back. There's ways probably we could, but it's got to be worked out, and it's still an increase. When people see it, it's an increase. So the mental health issue, to me personally, should be health issue. We should not isolate mental health. It gives it a stigma, and many of the mental health issues are bipolar and so on, are chemically induced in the body by a situation. I've done that as director of special ed, had a lot of kids who were had challenges that medications would calm that firing of, you know, aggressiveness or whatever else, and we had in the last 10 years have learned an awful lot about it, but we hold mental health kind of in this isolated island, like that shouldn't be with the rest of the world of health. And I'll keep working on that side, but it's not what the county can do. We're looking for answers on that area.
And definitely it's an increasing problem, and just not even at the local level, although I know we did a series last year and found out it's definitely a problem locally, but statewide, nationally, it's an issue everywhere.
Well, and those are the people who will come out and do those extraordinary crimes or you know, just their judgment doesn't follow logic, and they become on drugs, they do things that they wouldn't do ordinarily.
Right. Well, back again to the emergency services and ambulance, too, a little bit. I know one thing that Riley County Councilor Clancy Holman mentioned, and I think Brady Bowman, when he covered the joint meeting, also got into this a little bit, too. But there's even talk of possible merging consolidation with fire services. I mean, there's all kinds of things we're looking at right now.
Our total conversation with them at this point, in my estimation, is we have a committee, but we've had about 30 minutes of saying, what could we do? And the timeline is going to be swift. We could extend that and pay this amount to Via Christi for, you know, time to plan if we need to. It's not something we want to do. It's for us. It starts on September we have to do it. We don't have the lead time.
Yeah.
Ours is, I think, even a month earlier than Manhattan's, and our increase is greater than Manhattan's because when we run ambulances in rural areas and transport, we have to back up a lot more than, you know, going to Onega and bringing somebody to Topeka or to Manhattan takes off somebody and brings somebody back in. It's just like the opportunities like that are different.
Yes, most definitely. And we'll continue to keep an eye on that. You have some tough decisions to make in just really a very few months. The summer's going to go by awfully fast, I'm
afraid
for you.
Give me a dartboard.
Exactly. So just a variety of things that way. Well, and I know that obviously your meeting on Monday, that, you know, there are all sorts of different things covered and we can get into. I know Military Trail Road. Sound like you're getting some good bids. I know you also discussed Urban Concrete Repair Project, and I did talk a little bit to Commission Chair Pat Waxelman this morning, and he indicated there were some good bids you were looking at that might come in under budget.
Yes, that is fortunately and unfortunately the case. It's fortunate because we will be able to either do more or provide a little maybe advanced level of some commodities that we use in the project, and that's a decision that our county engineer will decide, come up with here in the next meeting. We'll pick it up. But it also says, and the collaborations, it says that the state is not doing any highways, and we have a lot of people that are employed in this county that work in road and bridge and diesel mechanics and things that support that, that are looking for jobs, and they're bidding competitively less. But as I've talked to the owners of Schilling and so on, they do not want to lose their people. Many of them live here in Manhattan, so the state highway failure to share any roads is far more significant in counties where they have very little industry or sales tax contributing to the process. And I think I would say this, we agreed to do Highway 24 and Green Valley Road, working with KDOT on some of their money. But when I was a commissioner about 20 years ago, I don't know my age, 20 years ago, our match was 10 or 15%. In order to do Green Valley Road and secure their $2.5 million, we had to put up $2 million. It's about 44% that we're contributing to make that road safer. And I have testified three times in Topeka on perhaps increased fuel tax because it will come immediately and alleviate the general fund problem. But it is a challenge to do these things today and provide the safety that they want with the state not collaborating anymore.
Some tough things going on. We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and go to the phone line. Welcome to In Focus with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dean McKee. Go ahead, please.
Well, I'll take a shot. The wastewater management, in terms of where Academy Sports is and all the way to the Blue River, that is the city of Manhattan, and we collaborate with that. We have an agreement that they will take the sewage. The wastewater itself, we did it, I think it's an MS4. The alphabet may not be right this morning, but we did a study on that and provided to the EPA our plans, short-range and long-range, to manage drainage and to check the streams periodically. Those are obligations that have to be done, and we are working on those, and that works pretty well. The water in our area on the east side of Blue River, except for where there's an island annex at the Heritage Square area, is contracted by the Rural Water District Number 1 with Manhattan, and that hasn't been under the venue of the county commissioners. And we are putting, if you're driving up Excel Road, we did a study, and we're putting in a major line that will go clear up to Elbow Creek, Elbow Lake, and even under the road over in gravity flow, I believe, and I'm not the expert here, but gravity flow all the way back to Manhattan's power plant, which is a collaborative project. It's on our side of the river. It's their project, and they needed the volume to keep it functioning.
Lots of infrastructure.
Of infrastructure issues. Some of it before my time, and I just try to understand it. It isn't something that I've studied strongly beyond that.
Okay, well, appreciate that. Thought we maybe had another call, but I guess not. 537-1350, if you do have questions or comments for Dee today, why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is about 18 after and about halfway through with our time with Dee today, if you do have questions or comments. And lots more to talk about. I know facilities plan you're taking a look at, sales tax issues. I mean, just all sorts of things we can get into. Again, Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, visiting with us today.
Your KMAN Morning Show has been brought to you by your locally owned